You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God. Now, today's guest speaker.
Good morning. I'm Amy John. I'm the Music and Arts Ministry Director here on staff at Unity of Tustin. And since I'm so good at preaching to the choir, they figured they might as well let me up here for a change. So we're going to have a wonderful morning. We have Carl Anthony with us today. Fantastic. And you'll be hearing from him throughout the day. He's our speaker and our guest musician, and we'll be talking more in a moment as well about the exciting opportunity for tomorrow night for the mantra. So I wanted to begin with a beautiful poem by Rumi. It's called The Seed Market. Can you find another market like this, where with your one rose you can buy hundreds of rose gardens, where for one seed you get a whole wilderness? For one weak breath, the divine wind, you've been fearful of being absorbed in the ground or drawn up by the air. Now your water bead lets go and drops into the ocean where it came from. It no longer has the form it had, but it's still water. The essence is the same. This giving up is not repenting. It's a deep honoring of yourself. When the ocean comes to you as a lover, marry at once, quickly, for God's sake. Don't postpone it. Existence has no better gift. No amount of searching will find this. A perfect falcon, for no reason, has landed on your shoulder and become yours. Will you join me in prayer? Beloved God, we open to you today as a flower opens to the sun. We ask that you soften our hearts and make ready our souls for total communion with you, with that mystery, with the divine that is running in all things, always and already. Prepare us as we move into today's experience, particularly with the music that comes forth, to give ourselves wholly, like the water bead that gives itself to the ocean, that we may know union and oneness with our true nature and with the glory of God. We are so grateful for this community, for our time together this morning, and for all that is, and our very own breath. And so it is. Amen. I just want to take a moment, and many of you know Carl's background, and for those of you who don't, I want to give you a little bit of a history here. Carl has a career that has spanned more than three decades. He's been all over the world. He's taken groups to India on missions of music and peace. He's been a part of the Children's Hospital down in San Diego as a member of the healing and arts department within the hospital. And he brings his music and his spirit in to create a container for wholeness and healing for those kids in a way that, you know, music and arts we know can touch into places that are different. He has received several Gandhi King Season for Nonviolence Peace Hero Awards for his humanitarian efforts and his innovative music. He's created programs for kids in school to promote joy and positive music to school programs, and he has amazing discology. Is that a real word? I might have made it up. You're welcome to use it if you'd like later, but of fantastic CDs, one of which is brand new. Hold the Sky is his brand new CD, and he has that here today, and you'll definitely want to visit him. Usually we have our speakers at the back door to meet and greet, and we'll of course have Carl will be at his table, which is near the back door, so that you can meet and greet, just say hello, shake his hand, pick up a CD on your way to the bookstore where you're going to pick up the ticket for your mantra. And he is just a fantastic beacon of light in New Thought music and just really in the world, period. So it is with great joy that we welcome Carl Anthony up to the platform to give the talk today.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much. Thank you. You honor me. Thank you so much. You found my website. That's great. Hi, everybody. I am so delighted and honored to be here with my beloved Noy. Please give her a big round of applause. Noy is from Thailand, and we now live down in, not that far away from you, we live down in Oceanside. And it's a joy to be back here, and I really do love what you've done with this place. It's such a beautiful, beautiful invitation when you walk in here. It's an honor to play with your wonderful musicians. I always love that so much. Carol and Richard, they're so gracious. You know, you come in here to your community and you're just welcomed by every step of the way. Do you know that you do that? I know. So, I mean, everybody has different experiences of being a part of a community like this. Some are just showing up for certain things, and others are playing different parts. And I just want you to know, when you show up as a guest artist or a presenter or a speaker, that everybody cannot tell you enough times, is there anything I can do for you? Is there any way I can support you? This is what you've created here. It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. My mom, when I was growing up, she used to tell people, she used to talk about me. You know how your parents used to talk about you when you were, well, my mom used to tell everybody that Carl never knew anybody. No, I'm sorry. Carl never met anyone that he didn't already know. This is what she used to tell everybody about me. And, you know, when I was a little kid, I was like, you know, you're very, very curious, especially when it's about you, because, you know, everything's about you. You know, you're a kid. Everything is about you. Some of us haven't grown out of that, but you know, that's California. anyway, I digress. But she was talking about me to others, and she would say that. And it wasn't until I got older that I really realized what she said, because I definitely have a personality that just is a little bit out there, and that is okay with just kind of interacting with anybody, anytime, all the time. And I notice a lot of people are uncomfortable with that, and I find that what I've realized over the years is that is a real gift that I have, that I've been able to bring into different aspects of my life. And do you remember years ago a movie called Patch Adams? Okay, well, Patch Adams is a real guy. You know that? Patch Adams was a real, real doctor. They made a movie. Robin Williams actually played the actor of Patch Adams. And Patch Adams was a man who had this vision of that the medical care, healthcare industry was one that could use a little lightening up. And Patch Adams, what he would do is, when he became a doctor, he was all about bringing love and passion and joy and spontaneity and music and humor into the healthcare system. Not only because it was a fun thing to do and people would have a good time, but because it was a healing thing to do. Not only was it a good thing to do, but it was a healing thing to do, that it actually supported the whole system of people healing in an environment where we call a healing place. And so it was very, very unusual during the time, and as a matter of fact, to the point where they actually made a movie about it. So what, now I have to admit, I had this great opportunity to meet Patch Adams. I was traveling all over the world, and at the time I was bringing American teenagers. I went to Russia, and I would bring American teenagers back in the late 80s and the early 90s. This is before the wall came down and after the wall came down. So I would bring teenagers. I would have anywhere from 50 to 97 teenagers on each trip. I can see in your eyes, you're like, why? Because I was crazy. And so I did 12 trips. I did 2 trips a year. Hundreds of teenagers I would bring to Russia. And on one of those trips in the hotel, this man came up to me. Now, you remember the movie, Robin Williams is this kind of short guy. Well, Patch Adams is not a short guy. Patch Adams is he towered over me, a big guy, and very out there, kind of like Robin Williams. I'm sure that it was a perfect combination to get him to play. And they introduced me to him, and I had all these teenagers, so he was very, excited about the energy that we were pulling along with us. And he gave, the first thing he did right out of the introduction was popped a clown, red clown nose on my face. And then he put one on his face, and then we stood eye to eye, nose to nose. And tried not to laugh. And we failed miserably. And so that was my first meeting with Patch Adams. Several years after that, the movie came out and I saw. You ever notice that when things like that happen, you don't know the power of the person sitting to your left or your right? I actually had a same situation. Do you remember, what was the movie? In Heaven or Heaven and Earth, I think it was called. It was about a Vietnamese woman who had this horrendous experience of winding up in San Diego and had this horrendous experience. And Oliver Stone did a movie with her. And I had worked with, I wound up working with this woman years ago, and just helping, singing songs before she would do a talk. She wanted to bring people to Vietnam to heal what was going on there. And I didn't really know her that much. It wasn't until the movie came out that I was not even connected with her anymore, that I saw the depth of what she had gone through. And the same thing with Patch Adams. And I'm telling you the story about Patch Adams only because I would have never guessed in a million years that I would be asked to one day be a part of the healthcare system. I mean, I'm a songwriter. I'm a musician. That's the heart of what I do. What I'm going to share with you today is what I have to say is in my songs. That's what I have. And I love the aspect. I also notice that, I'm a facilitator with music. I was asked about 10 years ago to be a part of the Healing Arts Department at Children's Hospital down in San Diego. And I had no idea what I was signing up for. Because I would, what I did is, how that happened is I would go ahead and I would do a holiday concert just once a year. Holiday concert, you sing for the kids, Jingle Bells, Frosty. These are the popular ones. And just do that for once a year. And sure enough, a director of the hospital is walking by. Now, when I'm working with kids, now I'm gentle on you. I just want you to know. When I'm working with kids, it's all the time constantly moving. And I'm the hand motions king. And so we're doing a lot of call and response, a lot of hand motions, a lot of movement. And the director of the hospital saw this and waited for me and said afterwards, he said, "Excuse me, sir. We are starting a healing arts program, and I would like for you to consider being a part of that." I said, "Well, excuse me, sir, I have no idea what that is. But yes, I'll do it." That was literally the words I said to him, and he smiled, and we just, you know, I remember he told me, he said, now it's going to take a little while, because you got to become an employee, and you got to go through the checks, and the balances, and the test, and the background check. Oh, I said, hey, whatever, you know, let's sign me up, I'll do that. And sure enough, it took a little while, it took a couple months by the time it was all over with, and then they said, I am now a part of the Healing Arts program. And so what I get to do is I get to go room to room and peek my head in the door and say, hi, my name's Carl. I like to sing. How about you? And they always say yes. And so we sing together. And I can't help but to think of that time that I met Patch Adams and saw what he was doing in a very unconventional path into a system that said it was not okay. And that now, here I am, not only is it okay, but I'm being invited to be a part of a department that is supported, that the hospital is supporting. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I think it's great. And so what I titled my talk today is, you know, when the ground is shaking under me, hold the sky. Kids say the darndest things, right? And that I love that phrase because it's true. I get to experience it every room you go into. They just make me laugh. And so, but they also inspire me to no ends. And as a matter of fact, inspire me to the point where it inspired a whole album. And hold the sky. This walked in this room, this little guy, just blurts out to me, receiving chemotherapy is like having an earthquake inside him. And I said, what do you mean? He says, you know, it's like the ground is shaking inside you. And I said, well, first of all, how old are you? He said, I'm almost 8. Which means he lied to me, he was 7. So I said, I didn't know what to say, but this is what came out. I said, what do you do when the ground is shaking inside you? And he held his hand in the air and said, hold the sky. I was like, if we could, our practice, you know, when, you know, in life, our practice, everything we do, we're looking at our... what is our reaction to the things that happen to us as they're happening? Like this morning, it was raining. You know, was my first reaction to get up and go, I get to speak and sing to people today? Or was, oh man, it's going to be a bad hair day today. I had both choices. You know, I mean, to really think about what I was going to do. And so... And to be there with this little almost 8-year-old, and for him to experience and acknowledge that there was that this was difficult, and then to have this hopeful phrase, I said, let's write a song. And sure enough, this chorus is what we wrote right there in the room. It goes like this. It goes, when the ground is shaken under me, hold the sky, hold the sky. When the ground is shaking under me, hold the sky, hold the sky. Sing that with me. When the ground is shaking under me, hold the sky, hold the sky. When the ground is shaking under me, hold the sky, hold the sky. When the kingdoms crumble into dust, say goodbye, say goodbye when the kingdoms crumble into dust. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Sometimes life can bring you down to your knees. If you go through hell, fine, just don't stop for tea. When the ground is shaking underneath, hold the sky. Hold the sky. When the ground is shaking underneath, hold the sky. Hold the sky. Richard. Sometimes life can bring you down to your knees. If you go through hell, fine, just don't invite me. When the ground is shaking under me, hold the sky, hold the sky. When the ground is shaking, hold the sky, 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 hold the sky. Can we give them a big round of applause? Oh, yes. There's so many opportunities. I feel like I'm very, very fortunate in the fact that I get to hear on a constant basis. When I'm not on tour, I'm there at the hospital, and I get to hear constantly a different perspective. And that's the kids. It's just an amazing, amazing thing to watch and see how their thought process moves and what they will offer. I had this other situation with a so easy to be judgmental. You know what I mean? It's so easy to just go there. And I remember this one day at the hospital that there was, these nurses were coming up to me. It's like, Carl, you know, we really need you to come into such and such a room, because what's happening is, I'll tell you the truth, you know, we never know, but I'll tell you the truth, I don't think this little guy has more than 48 hours left. And I just really think it would be nice if you could get the parent to connect with their child. Because, and I looked in the room, and the parent is on the laptop. And I was hearing judgment from, you know, from the different nurses, and instantly I was like, this is crazy. This is just crazy. And I went right into judgment, thinking, oh my God, this is wild. So sure enough, I got my guitar and I'm like, okay, I need to do this. So, because what I'll do in a situation like that is I'll go in and I'll sing some songs or try to just do some kind of engagement. And what I'll do is I'll say, could you help me? Because he couldn't do hand motions at this point. And I said, could you help me with a song real quick? And I'd get them to come over in order to help me. And that would be what I would do. And that's what I did in this situation. But I walked in there, and what was happening was not a disconnected parent, but what was happening was a parent frantically looking for the solution. It wasn't happening here. They said it couldn't happen over there. It wasn't happening at that last place. But there's got to be a solution, frantically. And instantly I just went, oh my goodness, of course. And so that moment that we had together of just being able to have her stop for a second and connect was a powerful moment. And it was a powerful moment for me because I realized that most of the time what we are judging people on is the fact that we just don't have all the information. And that was a huge reminder for me, because the ground is shaking inside of all of us throughout our life. And it was just quite a reminder. So try this. Here I am. Together. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Beautiful. I have hope in the brilliance of this moment. I have hope in the wonder of my life. I am free, letting go of all that binds me. No more doubt. Listen here, I have hope. I have hope in a fire deep inside me. I have hope in the passion of my life. I can see the allure of my illusions. No more doubt. Listen here, I have hope. Here I am. Together. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Richard. Give me a hand. I believe and I accept. Take me to the edge of happiness. And if my tears should fall, walk me to the chapel of hope. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. I have hope. In the brilliance of this moment, I have hope. In the wonder of my life, I am free. Letting go of all that binds me, no more doubt. Listen here, I have hope. No more doubt. Listen here, I have hope. Together, here I am.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the Donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.